You are listening to Autumn Walk from the album Road Home by Brad Jacobson. Jacobson said his inspiration came from going for a walk in the fall to reflecting on cherished memories and how quickly time passes. This is In Between the Music here on WGTD 91.1 FM from studios located in the Inspire Center on Gateway's campus in Kenosha and heard in Elkhorn at 101.7 and in Lake Geneva at 103.3. I am your host, Lily Maselli, and today we will experience music of autumn and fall. Starting Here, Starting Now is a unique musical review where actors perform various songs one after another without any dialogue. In the song Autumn, a woman sings that although the hills are green, she feels a frost in the air and an emptiness in her heart as if it were autumn. Towards the end, the audience learns that the man she loved left her in autumn. And it has been autumn ever since.
Autumn, it feels like autumn. Although the breeze is still, I feel the chill of autumn. Oh yes, it's autumn. It's always autumn. However green the hill, to me it still is autumn. Of all.
I hope I can be the autumn leaf who looked at the sky and lived, and when it was time to leave, gracefully, it knew life was a gift.
When fall comes to New England, the sun slants in so fine, and the air is so clear, you can almost hear the grapes grow on the vine. The nights are sharp with starlight, and the days are cool and clean. And in the blue sky overhead, the northern geese fly south instead, and leaves our Irish setter red. When fall comes to New England, when fall comes to New England, and the wind blows off the sea, swallows fly in a perfect sky, and the world was meant to be. When the acorns line the walkways, then winter can't be far. From yellow leaves, a blue jay calls. Grandmothers walk out in their shawls, and chipmunks run the old stone walls. When fall comes to New England, frost is on the pumpkin, squashes off the vine, and winter warnings race across the sky. The squirrels are on to something, and they're working overtime. The foxes blink and stare, and so do I. 'Cause when fall comes to New England, oh, I can't turn away from fading light on flying wings, and late goodbyes a robin sings, and then another thousand things. When fall comes to New England, when fall comes to New England.
Vladimir Dukhelsky was a young classically trained musician and composer who met and became friends with George Gershwin. Gershwin, however, convinced Dukhelsky to change his name to something a little bit more American sounding, especially if he planned on writing popular music in the 20s. Therefore, Vernon Duke was created. His composition of Autumn in New York was originally a poem he wrote while in Connecticut and missing Manhattan. Later, he put music to it, and it ended up in the 1934 musical review, Thumbs Up. It lingered for a decade until Harry James recorded it, and eventually various other artists, including Frank Sinatra and Ella Fitzgerald, with Louis Armstrong.
Why does it seem so inviting? Autumn in New York, it spells the thrill of first nighting. Glittering crowds and
and shimmering clouds in canyons of steel. They're making me feel I'm home. It's autumn in New York that brings the promise of new. It's autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
Autumn in New York. The gleaming rooftops at sundown. Oh, in New York, it lifts you up when you run down. Yes, jaded ruins and gay divorces who lunch at the Ritz will tell you that is divine. This autumn in New York transforms the slums into Mayfair. Oh, autumn in New York. You'll need the castles in Spain. Yes, lovers that bless the dark. Oh, on the benches in Central Park. Great autumn in New York. It's good to live it again.
Autumn in New York. Oh, yes. it's good to live it again.
Paolo Giovanni Nutini is a singer, songwriter, and musician from Scotland. His family have owned a fish and chip shop for generations in his hometown. But his parents, they were always busy working, so they would send him off to his grandfather's house. And this is where he was first introduced to music. He watched as his grandfather grieved over the death of his grandmother. So Nutini wrote the song Autumn for his debut album about his grandfather, who passed away when Paolo was 12 years old.
Autumn leaves under frozen souls, hungry hands turning soft and old. My hero cried as we stood out there in the cold. Like these autumn leaves, I don't have nothing to hold. Handsome smile, wearing handsome shoes. Too young to say, though I swear he knew. I hear him singing while he sits there in his chair. Now these autumn leaves float around everywhere. And I look at you and I see me making noise so restlessly. But now it's quiet and I can hear you singing, my little fish don't cry, my little fish don't cry. Autumn leaves have faded now. That's my lullaby, well I found somehow. 'Cause you still live on in my father's eyes. These autumn leaves, oh these autumn leaves, oh these autumn leaves are yours tonight.
Les feuilles mortes translates to the dead leaves and was originally a melody composed in 1945 by Joseph Kosma as a pas de deux for the ballet Le Rendez-vous. Jacques Prévert wrote the lyrics, which Yves Montand sang in a French film with Marlene Dietrich. But the song did not have any success until Johnny Mercer wrote the English lyrics in 1950. Autumn Leaves is one of the most recorded songs of all time and heard in many films, including the psychological thriller Autumn Leaves, starring Joan Crawford.
The falling leaves drift by the window, the autumn leaves streets of red and gold. I see your lips, the summer kisses, the sunburned hands I used to hold. Since you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling. When autumn leaves start to fall, you went away, the days grow long, and soon I'll hear old winter's song. But I miss you most of all, my darling, when autumn leaves start to fall.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's show, Music of Autumn and Fall. And go sit upon the lofty hill and turn your eyes around, where waving woods and waters wild do hymn an autumn sound. A great quote from Elizabeth Barrett Browning. And until next time, I look forward to hearing from you. Send me an email at inbetweenthemusic@yahoo.com. I look forward to your comments about our show, In Between the Music. And again, this is Lily Maselli with In Between the Music here on WGTD Kenosha.
All this week on WGTD's Noon Tunes, we're featuring the music of the synthesizer-infused rock band from Milwaukee, Sleeper Sound. At the end of every WGTD midday newscast, we feature a song by a local artist. So please join us for Noon Tunes, Monday through Friday, 12:20 p.m., here on WGTD HD.
I'm Gregory Berg, and I hope that you can join me for Monday's morning show here on WGTD. My guest is Elsa Hunnison, a woman who has lived for most of her life with both profound deafness and profound blindness. And she has worked tirelessly to change the world in which she lives. Her book is called Being Seen, One Deaf-Blind Woman's Fight to End Ableism. Join us for Monday's morning show, which airs between 8 and 9.
From the WGTD Arts and Other Events calendar, the Racine Symphony continues its 91st season with a Masterworks concert Friday, September 23rd at First Presbyterian Church in downtown Racine. A reception follows.